Well, good morning, everybody. It is Matt Elliott here with Lloyd Jackson. Lloyd, we're going to have a great guest coming up next.
I know her very well.
we're happy to bring in Angelique Power, who is the president and CEO of the Skillman Foundation. Angelique, how are you this morning?
Hi, guys. I'm doing great. I'm so excited for you, Matt, that you get to have this show with one of my favorites, Lloyd Jackson, and welcome to the WJR family.
It's great to be here. Thank you very much. I'm having a lot of fun so far, even with the 4 a.m. wake up. I'm getting used to that, too. So, Angelique, you and I have known each other for a long time, and I'm familiar personally with the amazing work that the Skillman Foundation does, and it's really deep focus on Detroit. But for our listeners, give us a little background on what the Skillman Foundation does.
Sure. Thank you. We are a 60-plus-year-old private foundation, which means we have dollars that we can invest in our communities and ways to make them stronger. So at Skillman, we focus on public education. We give about $28 million annually, and we use it to root deeply in community solutions and then connect community solutions to policy levers for massive change for young people. So it's a swing for the fences. We call it people-powered education. And I'll say we have four goals, and I know that one of them deeply aligns to you and your work, Matt. But one is we are guided by our neighbors and communities, so we invest deeply in Detroit. The second is that we pull those big policy levers, so we work across the state and with folks in Lansing. The third is that we build common ground to do it. And that's the only way that we solve this for the long term. And the fourth is that we do it with our values at the center of everything we do.
Angelique, you know, you spend a lot of time listening to educators and students, parents and community leaders. What's something that young people are telling adults right now that you think maybe we're still not hearing clearly enough?
Yeah, you know, I think that young people are saying, don't leave us out of the solution. You know, there's a lot of focus right now, which I'm grateful for, that Michigan needs to do something about public education. We've heard now from several places that we're 44th in terms of education outcomes in the nation. We didn't get there overnight. It actually isn't an incremental solution. It's going to take a lot of folks revamping curriculum, getting a vision together, getting our structure together, and more. But youth are saying, we actually have a systems analysis. We've grown up where we've seen the world shut down in COVID. We've actually had to come online really quickly in terms of technology. A big part of our lives are intersectional in terms of understanding how interconnected everything is, and our solutions are interconnected too. So at Skillman, we have youth on our board. We have youth grant makers. We know that they are, you know, sort of users of the public education system. 9 out of 10 young people in Michigan go to public schools. And to create an upgrade for a system without the client and the user there makes no sense. So youth are saying, put us at the table, give us equal billing, and let us help solve one of our bigger issues in Michigan.
You know, Angelique, is the son of a public school teacher. My dad taught in middle school in Lansing for 31 years. That's music to my ears of having, you know, basically the customer involved in the process. One of the other things that you have to do in order to get your job done and do it as effectively as you do is lean into tough conversations. And you do a lot of great work to find common ground across lots of different political divides, philosophical divides, and incentive divides. Tell us a little bit about what you've learned on how to make that work.
You know, I would say listening is such a big part of it. And it is important for that third goal we have at Skillman. But honestly, it's kind of the antidote to this polarized world that we live in. You know, whether it's the way that people want to solve problems in silos, or whether it's the sort of pack of vitriolic commenters that can be released on social media at any given time. None of it is productive, and there's a sort of inhumane quality about it. So for me, what I try to do, when I started at Skillman 5 years ago, I started committing to a year of listening to folks, which could sound cliche a little bit, like, I'm going to go listen to people. But it really is a practice of sort of opening yourself up to what folks are really saying. So after every listening session, within 7 days, we would write up what we heard and we would return to people and say, this is what we heard. Is this what you said? And often it wasn't, because we listen for what we want to have affirmed. And those are the things that like click with us. And so folks had a chance to really not only speak to us, but correct our understanding and shape the way that we see the world with them, and also shape the strategy that comes from that. So that's for external. That's a practice we use, but that's also a practice I use internally as well.
Angelique, we have just about a minute left, and I got to ask you, you know, one thing I appreciate about our monthly, our state of education conversations here on WJR is that we really try to talk honestly about both the struggles and the successes. And to I believe it was really important to you to create a space for those types of deeper discussions.
Yes, it was. And thank you for that. You know, WJR actually reaches people across the state of Michigan, and we get to join conversations in progress and bring real talk to education issues that sometimes people feel left out of. So, and I get to hang out with you, Lloyd. So, you know, it's always good. And thank you, Matt, for bringing me on your inaugural show. I can't wait to see what you get up to here.
Well, I appreciate that. But more than that, I think, Angelique, what I'm fired up about is to see and hear more of what you do. You know, we were on the island a few weeks ago, and we talked a lot about the fact that most people in the state of Michigan think our education system's doing okay, when in fact it's not, and it's getting worse. So what kind of leadership do you think, this is the last bit, you know, what kind of leadership do you think it requires of all of us, not just folks like you, for us to drive more success here in the state?
You know, I think that it takes both it takes courage to actually not only recognize a problem, but to work across difference to solve it. I think we're living at a time where people can study the issue, but to actually solve it, it takes bridging, it takes testing, and it takes commitment to what we're trying to do. You know, the other thing people talked about on the island is the Michigan 180, where we flip back and forth based on our political stripes. This is bigger than that. This has to do with making sure every child in Michigan succeeds so that Michigan can succeed. So we have to have that vision, and then we have to stick to it. And I'm saying stick to it for at least 10 years. So we correct in terms of data of where we need to improve, but we don't keep flipping back and forth based on the team that we are rooting for.
Yep. So commitment and consistency, that's a great way to leave it. Angelique Power, yeah. CEO of Skillman Foundation. Thank you so much, and have a great weekend, Angelique.
Talk to you guys later. Bye.
And who do we have coming up at 7:05?
7:05, we have Kim Montague, who is the CEO and president of Albert Kahn Associates.
Who built this building?
You got it. We're sitting in Albert Kahn's building, and their offices are in this building, too. And this will be a fascinating conversation.
That's next on JR Morning.